Hello, welcome to the Monday, March 16th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I talked before in the last few months about more and more malware sort of going back to the roots by using Visual Basic for applications, in part to slip through some of the detection mechanisms, but of course Visual Basic is a little bit more limited than writing malware in C. However, Didier found an interesting way how malicious software in Visual Basic is able, for example, to detect whether or not it's running in a virtual machine. The particular sample that Didier looked at implemented three different functions. One, whether or not it's running in Sandbox IE, whether or not it's running in Anubis, which is sort of an online environment to detect or analyze malware, and then it's also detecting virtual PC. Pretty interesting. Now, whether or not these methods really work in all of these cases, of course, is still up to being tested. In this particular case, the malware will just not run when it detects the virtualized environment. Of course, in the past, we have seen malware that will just behave differently or even try to just annoy the analyst by crashing the virtual machine in case it detects that it's not running on a native system. And Yahoo is trying to get into the end-to-end email encryption game. Now, Yahoo, of course, is one of the big webmail providers, but one of the problems with webmail encryption has been in the past that the encryption happened on the server. Yahoo now released a plugin that will do encryption on the client. At this point, I don't think the plugin is sort of considered quite done yet. They released the source code. They're looking for feedback. It's using PGP, so that should be reasonably solid, and it should make PGP reasonably user-friendly. We'll have to see whether or not that was successful. That's sort of one of the big problems with PGP. Of course, we had a number of startups over the last 2 years that sort of set up end-to-end encrypted email systems from scratch. One of the big advantages that Yahoo has, of course, is that they already have millions of users that use their service and would be able to use end-to-end encryption once Yahoo releases this plugin for good. And according to some leaked screenshots from recent Windows 10 beta versions, Microsoft apparently is working on a solution to the problem that updates can take quite a bit of bandwidth if large user groups all download them at the same time through the same network connection. To solve this problem, apparently Microsoft is working on a peer-to-peer solution to allow clients to download these updates from each other. Now, BitTorrent, for example, has been proposed and has been used to distribute patches and configurations in the past. This can work reasonably securely if signatures are validated for individual patches. Now, that's already happening in Windows right now, so necessarily the source the patch comes from isn't necessarily assumed to be trusted, and Microsoft, of course, does use content delivery networks right now to distribute its patches. There is still sort of a denial of service possibility here, of course, if the peer-to-peer traffic is blocked. We'll have to see how Microsoft really implements that and if they then allow going back to the original source to download patches. So overall, not necessarily a bad idea, has been done before and can be done correctly, but it's not necessarily easy to do it right. And apparently Google had a hiccup with its domain registration systems. You can register domains via Google, and you can also opt in to make the registration information private so people can't look up your name and address as they look up your domain. This worked okay for the first year, but when a domain came up for renewal and was renewed, then the full registration information was revealed via Whois and was no longer private. About 300,000 domains were affected by this. The issue was limited to domains that were registered via enum by Google, and by now the problem had been fixed. If you were affected by it, you should have received an email from Google by now notifying you about this issue and that it had been fixed. There's of course also no way to tell whether anybody actually accessed the information for a particular domain, so Google probably can't tell you whether or not your information was exposed while the leak existed. Well, and that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.